Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at chiropractors and limiting opioid treatments, and finally a story about sexual activity after spine surgery. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 651, recorded November 2nd, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings was published to examine patients seeking care for neck pain to determine associations between the type of provider initially consulted and one-year healthcare utilization. A retrospective cohort of over 1,700 patients with a new episode of neck pain who consulted a primary care provider, a physical therapist, or a chiropractor, or another specialist from January 1, 2012 to June 30, 2013 was analyzed. Compared with initial primary care provider consultation, patients consulting with a chiropractor or a physical therapist had decreased odds of being prescribed opioids within 1 year from the index visit. The study concluded that initially consulting with a non-pharmacological provider may decrease opioid exposure, that means with PTs or DCs, over the next year, and also decrease advanced imaging and injections, the latter referring to chiropractors only. These data provide an initial indication of how following recent practice guidelines may influence healthcare utilization in patients with a new episode of neck pain. Surf to our show notes for links. Sexual function is an important determinant of quality of life, and factors such as surgical approach, performance of fusion, neurological function, and residual pain can affect it after spine surgery. The aim of a recent study published in the European Spine Journal was to perform a systematic review to collate evidence regarding the impact of spine surgery on sexual function. A systematic review of studies reporting measures of sexual function and incidence of adverse sexual outcomes after major spine surgery was done, regardless of spinal location. The study concluded that despite limited evidence from high-quality articles, there is a general trend towards improvement of sexual activity and function after spine surgery. Future studies incorporating specific assessments of sexual activity will be required to address this important determinant of quality of life so that appropriate preoperative counseling can be done by providers. As always, discuss all spinal-related therapy options with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. A small business's ability to gain an edge for a profitable niche is not just by focusing on the dynamic market gap, but by identifying a market within the gap. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.